This is Wild About Utah.
With Valentine's Day imminent, I must profess my love for wrens. A recent snowshoe slog with wrens in a nearby canyon brought us face to face with a glorious panel of 30-foot ice colonnades running down quartzite cliffs. We stood in awe of their crystalline beauty. Near the ice wall, small birds were flitting in and out of vertical crevices. I began counting, a dozen or more. There is only one bird in midwinter that could fit the bill, a canyon wren, possibly my favorite on the long list of wren species for their stunning beauty and unique descending melody to match their vertical realm to soothe my nerves as I climb in their domain. Never before had I seen more than a pair, usually solos. This was entirely new and totally unexpected, to have such numbers of mature wrens occupying the same space. I've since searched the literature and found nothing describing such behavior. Moving on to another near favorite, the winter or Pacific wren, is always a treat on winter outings. This smallest of the wren family reminds me of feathered mice. They spend much of their time in thick brush or tree roots near or on the ground. Like all wrens, they are grand vocalists who release a rapid, lengthy string of phrases. Like all wrens, Pacifics are very high energy and constant motion. They emit tiny chit notes when alarmed, similar to that of a ruby-crowned kinglet, but unlike kinglets, very secretive, darting in and out of their hideaways. I may have been the first to report them nesting in Cache Valley some 20 years ago. Now they populate most of our watered canyons in the Bear River Range. Moving out to the valley wetlands, there are usually a few marsh wrens who overwinter. These nervous chatterers will build a spectacular conical nest of cattails and bulrush lined with cattail down come spring. It's a male who performs the duty, actually building several to confuse predators and attract a female. She will inspect his architectural abilities and, if pleased, receive his seed, then insult him by dismantling a nest and rebuilding it to her liking. I must travel downstate to the St. George Mojave Desert to visit another rival wren for the top spot. The cactus wren has a long, rolling, unmistakable, muffled chatter. They are our largest wren species and no less nervous than the others. They, too, have an unusual nesting behavior, which involves a very prickly plant, the choya. Their nest reminds me of the marsh wrens, only made of very different materials, as cattail and bulrush are hard to come by where they occupy. Similar to the marsh wren, the male builds multiple dummy nests, which will continue even after the female is sitting on the nest, expending nervous energy, I reckon. I must apologize for two others, as I'm out of space, rock wrens and the ginny or house wren, definitely worthy of note. Happy Valentine's Day to all wren lovers and others.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
This is Jack Green, and I'm Wild About Utah.